Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show.
Work Friday. It, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster.
Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, Maria.
Prin just sent me the whole transcript of that phone call. I don't know why. He just obviously was amusing himself.
Well, we were talking about it, so I sent it because I found a transcript and I was like, wow, reading that it's quite vulgar.
Yeah, she's gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
She's not a good person, despite...
Despite what she says.
Despite her claims, right. I can't believe what a great person I am.
I am such a good person.
No, you're not.
We can't either. We can't.
Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. They have wonderful people at all four locations that can help show you around and help you pick out a great way to make your place look wonderful.
They put up all... Oh, good.
What?
They put up this beautiful picture of this blue tile that has a weird pointy metal edge on it. I've never seen anything like it. I'm like, I am doing that in the house someday.
Well,
it was two days ago, maybe.
Soon enough, you're going to have 5 acres of stuff to tile.
Right. I'm just actually going to tile the whole lot.
Well, they can help you.
Yep. Turns out.
Visit allnaturalstone.com. Get started today. All right, so here's what's happening. Today's weather, you can expect some clouds and then clearing later. There may even be a few more showers, but right now I've got just clouds, no more rain. It's wet down there, but it's,
it is very
wet
down there. It's gray.
But we should have a sunny, nice weekend, and that's great news.
Yeah.
So we often have talked about Texas being, full of people who have decided they're going to either get COVID or laugh while they don't catch it without masks. We'll show you. Same with Florida.
Yep.
And yet here in California, we've got our own the guy calls it communist in his interview with the news department or the news crew that came out. A judge ruled Tuesday that the city of Burbank can padlock the doors at a Burbank bar and restaurant that has decided we're going to open, we're going to serve, we're staying in business no matter what you say. Yeah. So that's what they've decided to do, this Burbank bar. So this judge has said finally, once and for all, look, forget it. Padlock those doors. Turn the power off. So the bank or the bar owner took his doors off. Like, that's where we're at with this. This guy goes, you can't padlock the doors if there are none, so we don't have doors anymore.
Well, that's going to take some armed guards to keep people out at 3 a.m. This guy is shooting himself in the foot.
If you don't have doors, there's nothing to padlock. We will continue to operate, he says.
They can just, the city get issues your liquor license. Like, this guy's not, he's a space shot, whatever. Okay, good luck with your future, sir. Good luck with your future in not bar service.
Right. Well, he's one of those guys. The place is called Tinhorn Flats Saloon and Grill. You can look it up. It's legit. This story is, anyway, that this bar owner here in California, in Burbank, has decided that it's communist that to be expected to stay closed or to be expected to make people wear masks. No. Mm-mm. Boy, we're going to continue place to do business.
It looks like a shoot 'em up. It actually looks like a ghost town.
Yeah. I mean, and so they took the doors off and got generators, and they were ready to go the long haul.
And then what happened?
Well, and then, you know, I think some of the stuff you just mentioned, like your liquor license is city owned, and so they may have gotten to.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Well, dadnabbit, you better not come in here rocking my six shooter. A quick draw McGraw.
They've been, their mantra has been, we will not comply, but it looks like they're finally going to get with the program. They've got a bunch of fines, a bunch of them. So this again is
part of a society. Like, we all have to, there's rules. There just are. And one of them is not that you have to wear a mask. That's not a rule. It's a suggestion, but they are putting limits on businesses, and it sucks for everybody. But it's the way.
Right. Well, anyway, it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, if these fines are upheld is one of the interesting things. I think the customers who have stayed out of business probably are like, yeah, fine them. We're going under over here. We're drowning in debt.
Fine them and give the money to us.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'll let you know. But I do think we're so, you know, above it here in California. And it's only in Texas. Well, no, actually.
No, it's everywhere. People are sick of this. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah. Well, I'm sick of it.
Of course. We're all sick of it.
I am sick of it. Yeah. What I wouldn't give for my wife to go see her friends. A, she'll be gone for a while. B, she'll be in a better mood when she gets back. It'd be great. I would love for that to happen.
Yes. Moods. They're affected by stuff.
Yeah. Yes, they are. 38% of people who've been house shopping have decided not to buy a house because of superstition, they say.
Oh.
So it could be that they felt bad vibes inside the house, or, and I thought of Hooman when I saw this one, or an unlucky address.
Yeah,
if
sure.
If you remember, he got a credit card that had 3 sixes in a row,
he could not have
that in his pocket.
Nope. Burning hole to hell in his pocket.
Right. So that's another reason why someone might say, well, I can't have a 13 in my address. Can't. You're
it's
a numbers
a number.
Girl. Do you have any unlucky numbers?
I do not, Vinny. I love all numbers.
Okay.
And growing up, there was a funeral home not far from my house, and it was at like 666 Washington Street. And I'm like, that is the best number for a funeral home of all time.
Yes.
I'm going to hell in the middle of a funeral home! I was like, please, Mom, bury me there. No, I don't know. 666. Mom, it's the number of the beast. Who doesn't like the beast? Come on.
Be honest, you never asked your mom to bury you there.
No, I'm sure I made jokes about it, though. Okay. I used to love that I don't want to be buried. I want to be donated to science and then cremated.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, it's in my will and my trust. I want to be dissected by and further science. I'm all for that. You know, as you know, I consider myself a scientist. And then I want to be burned and then put me in a nice garden somewhere. You know?
Okay.
I'll help bring up the flowers. I'll smile at you from each daisy.
The most common reason someone has decided not to buy a home, something bad happened. Well, in the case of superstition, something bad happened inside the house. They felt bad vibes inside the house. It had an unlucky address. The street had an unlucky name. Or it was an unlucky time of year.
I don't know
what the unlucky is. It Elm Street? Nightmare on Elm
right.
Street.
Right. You don't want a nightmare on Elm
what
Street.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Bryn, I have actually heard that people will price their home with lots of eights in it, and that Asian people want an eight in their address. Can you speak to this?
I'm not sure what the numbers are, but I definitely can speak to that. My mom and dad are all about the numbers. They look at the addresses when they're about to live somewhere or purchase a house or something like that.
Do they care if someone's died there?
I never asked that, but they do. They don't like my brother's house had this the doorway you open and you can see the bathroom at the very end.
Oh yeah, no, that's no good.
But it was like, I don't know, 50 feet down, way at the end, which is I thought was kind of cool. But my dad moved the entire kitchen over to block that.
Oh.
like I don't like that, so he moved the entire thing over to make it not that feng shui.
You know who?
Yeah,
does
I don't
that
want to open the front door and look at the bathroom.
You know who does that, Bryn? People who can do that.
Yeah, I guess so.
I tell you, that's an important ingredient to, you know, someone who says, I can fix this. I'd be like, huh? I don't.
It was perfectly fine before. I mean, yeah, I guess you see the bathroom door, but it's a door.
Yeah, just a door.
Whatever.
Yeah.
This is a fun story. A 21-year-old guy in Maryland named Shamari Reed was driving around with a friend in a stolen SUV last week, and they decided to do a good deed for a change. Here they are in a stolen SUV, but they spot a random guy on the side of the road changing a flat. So they pulled over and offered to help. Okay,
so bad guys with a heart of gold. Got it.
Right. While they were helping him, the guy jumped into their SUV and tried to steal it. The stolen SUV that they're driving around in.
Oh.
And then they stop to help him with his flat tire. And then the guy they're helping tries to steal their stolen SUV.
So did they call the police?
He threw the car in reverse, tried to drive off, but he slammed into a curb and got stuck.
Oh.
The flat tire guy is 19-year-old Tykel Wilson. And he ended up pulling a gun on the guys when they approached about their SUV. Like, dude, you're stealing our SUV. We stopped to help you, and you're stealing our SUV. Now
you're stuck. Someone else's kid is in the back. This is not funny anymore.
So he pulled a gun on them. Of course, at this point, the police are on the way because
these clowns
have been making a scene. He threw the gun in the woods before the cops got there. It turned out the car he'd been driving was also stolen.
Oh, my God.
And both men had active warrants out. The good news is everyone got arrested. Everyone.
That is such a strange story on so many levels. I thought it was going to end with the one guy, the guy they're changing the tire for steals their car, and then they finish the tire and steal his car. And then they all drove off into the sunset to burglarize other people in the future. But no. Turns out, no.
No.
Sarah, why would you stop to help someone in a stolen vehicle?
I don't know.
Maybe you're
trying to offset your karma. Maybe you believe in that. I'm not sure. Huh. I don't know. I have a list of the friendliest cities in the United States.
Minneapolis.
Whitefish, Montana's number one.
Number one.
Sister Bay, Wisconsin. Manitou Springs, Colorado, Easton, Maryland, and Lihue, Hawaii.
Oh.
Coming at five. I'm not sure, though. I think Petaluma's in the running, isn't it?
Luma.
Are you trying to find out where this piece of land is I'm looking at?
I'm not.
It's far,
I'm not trying
far
to
further
find
north.
Out. I'm going to find out.
It's far further north. I'll tell
Sonoma
you, okay? Just so you know,
is one
further.
Of the...
Further. It's up. It's
Bodega
like
Bay.
Like Cloverdale. Like, think really far north.
I've never heard of Cloverdale.
Well, you might someday. Supposedly, the high-speed rail is going to go there. Buy now while the land's cheap.
Oh. Cloverdale.
Yeah. I went camping there.
Yeah.
You have? Nice.
Yeah.
I know someone who lives in Cloverdale, and I actually kind of, I like Cloverdale. It's like, it's really far-flung, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I think 101's like a two, we're going to find out today. I think it's like a two-lane road there.
Oh, it's a long ways. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
It's long.
Cloverdale.
There it is. Oh,
wow.
Who knew? Road trip.
Yeah. That's why I'm telling you, you know, if we stay there for a long time or something happens, I might miss the happy hour. We will do the happy hour. We just might do it later. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah, it's Friday, you know. Cares.
Healdsburg
is
Cloverdale.
Right. It's south of Cloverdale.
I'm telling you where it's going to be, Vinny.
Geyserville.
I'm trying to help you. Cloverdale.
I don't know.
We're just looking. We're just seeing what's out there. We're not going to buy anything. We're just looking. We're getting out of the house, Vin.
It's a very small town, huh?
It's a very small town. Very small.
All right.
So guess another one so I can tell you it's Cloverdale.
That's like as far as Sacramento. That is a distance.
It's a couple hours. Well, damn. It's not really a couple hours. It's like an hour plus.
Well, you're already north, so maybe you can, it's easier for you.
Good for you.
I'm not doing it.
I'm happy.
I'm just looking.
Can't wait to visit. You seem to have a nice lake nearby, too. It looks like it's called Clear Lake, which is a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mess up.
As opposed to Muddy Bog or.
Sure, right. dingy, murky water.
Right.
Clear Lake sounds really fresh.
Murky water.
Murky water. A text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. The number four is unlucky in Asian cultures.
Oh, is that so?
I didn't know that.
So an Asian person would hesitate to buy a house with a number four on it. Bryn?
I don't know these. I mean, I can ask my mom if you want, but I don't think... I don't know how she operates. I just usually ask her, is this number okay?
Oh, dates, but you too. Do ask about the number.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Dates,
like,
too.
Dates, too. And that was part of the reason why it was hard for us to pick a wedding day. Because she was like, no, not that day.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. Have you chosen a wedding day?
Yeah, we did. We did before the pandemic. And then the pandemic happened.
Oh, and then now we got to pick. Now we got to go through the whole numerology thing again and figure out another day.
It's very difficult to find the proper day. And, you know, she's like, your relationship's going to be cursed.
Oh, dear.
It's a whole thing. Yeah.
Jesus.
707 says, Hopland, Sarah. Hopland. Hopland.
Cloverdale.
All right, we'll keep trying.
Unincorporated Cloverdale, too. It's in the woods, guys. It's not...
Hopland is north of Cloverdale.
Yeah, it's Cloverdale. I'm trying to be straight.
What about Dolls?
Cloverdale.
I feel like you're misleading us purposefully.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Clover... I'm telling you, it's 5 acres in Cloverdale. And I'm not buying... we're going to go for a drive. We thought, what a fun thing this will be.
Can you guys reset? I didn't hear what Sarah's buying later today.
Sarah's not buying anything later today. I said oh my God. On Fridays, we sometimes do this thing called the happy hour. Mm-hmm. It'll be significantly less happy today is my guess. So, and it happens around 5 on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and it's really fun. We have a good time. We have guests and stuff. So Nikki brings it up, and I said, oh, you guys, I might not be able to do that today.
I just casually brought it up.
Because I have something to do.
It's all Nikki's fault, really.
People have things to do. Like, people have things to do. All people have things to do.
Not
they got,
Sarah. Sarah
they
never has anything to do. Come on.
Oh, so that's what it was. It's been like, never have anything to do that turned into a thing.
Yeah, I think that's why we were shocked.
So I'm going to drive to Cloverdale. I'm gonna look at a piece of land, and we're gonna be like, ew, this sucks. That, and then we're gonna turn around, and we're gonna talk, and we're gonna drive home. And
Hopland,
Cloverdale. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna hear some wonderful new records: Justin Bieber, Lana Del Rey, and so many more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.